Saving money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today. Save big money
at Menards. What happened today?
We hijacked their studio.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah.
They're in Mexico.
They're in Mexico. That's news to me.
Yeah, they're in Mexico.
With Trish! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
Do you want to introduce yourselves, or do you guys think that everyone's already going to know who you are?
I'm not.
She's not. That's true.
That's true. You're not Jay.
Okay. Do you want to say your name?
You should say it.
No.
I don't like saying my name.
Her name's Zara.
Thank you.
Okay. You Zara. Ready? I don't know. Did you bring a plan?
There's no plan.
Did you bring a plan?
I did not.
Should we just end the episode?
Can you imagine? No.
Hi, guys. Bye, guys.
Guys, people are really upset because we did an 8-minute episode the other day.
Well, this one could be less. We can beat the record.
Yeah.
We should beat the record.
But I'm thinking, guys, no parents, no rules. We're all kids here. I mean, I'm not a kid. I just consider myself a kid. See, I love that. We're all kids here. I got you, too, with that one. We're all kids here.
Yep.
Everything's great.
Yeah. We can just have some fun, right?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Summer.
Any really fun plans?
We have a lot of plans.
Yeah.
A lot of fun plans.
I'm going to North Carolina later this week. And then after that, we are going to a wedding next week in L.A.
Mm.
And then from L.A., I am flying to Maine for camp, sleepaway camp.
And I am flying to San Francisco with Mom and Dada.
Yes.
And I'm really excited for that.
It's going to be fun.
See some friends.
Lots of fun.
Have you guys been to a lot of weddings?
A few.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a wedding?
In a wedding?
Mm-hmm.
I've been the flower girl.
No rings.
You've been the flower girl.
Oh, I've given a ring to someone before.
Ring bearer.
Yeah,
wait, this is big news. Have you told your parents you've given a ring to someone?
No, not like that.
I know this. I know.
That's... No, not like that.
Out of context, it's just silly.
I've been ring bearer, I think.
Oh.
And it's fun. Weddings are fun.
Weddings are fun. Weddings a lot of like great. Dancing and
I like Indian weddings because they last like 8 nights.
Yeah, Indian weddings are fun.
Guys, I have never been, and that is
you're
like
not
my,
Indian.
I know, but I can go to one.
You should go to
you
one.
Should.
My dream is to go to an Indian wedding.
Yeah.
They look
Indian
like
weddings.
So you know
fun.
That the brides wear red.
I know. It's a better color than white.
So pretty.
Really?
Or pink.
When have you seen this?
All the Indian weddings we went to.
Really? Oh.
Our friend wore red.
It's okay.
Mama wore red. Oh. Mama's dress was pretty. Mama found her dress and she was sitting on the couch in it. Like,
really?
Last year. So for our wedding today, I went shopping and I found 2 dresses and I don't know which one to wear.
You bought both? I bought a suit.
Jay's suit is cool.
Suit up.
Whoa.
Yeah. I love dressing up. It's so much fun.
I love that.
I like dressing up. Last time he was on the, or was it last time he was on the podcast, he came in with like a tuxedo.
Can you state, not your ages, but like what grade you guys are going into?
So I'm going to be a sophomore next year.
I'm going to be in 7th grade.
Do you guys have a highlight from your like school year?
Highlight from freshman year for me. Was being able to leave whenever I wanted. I was able to, you know, you just call your parents and then they call the school and they're like, yeah, Jay's being dismissed. And the school's like, okay. And they just put it into the system and I just get to walk out no matter what I'm doing. It's pretty good. You?
Did they let you do that a lot though?
Yeah.
Really?
Whenever I didn't have teachers or didn't have class.
What would you do if you didn't have class and they didn't do that? You just sit there?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Highlight from 6th grade. I don't know. The whole year was pretty good.
Aww.
Yeah. Hung out with my friends a lot this year. That was fun.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't hang out with any of my friends.
No. Well, you did a lot of hockey.
Did a lot of hockey.
That was a really big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of hockey. A little bit less hanging out with friends, but summer's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited for summer.
Guys, it's already summer. We're in it.
Summer. I think we should get a pool.
We should get a pool.
Let's just do it now while they're in Mexico.
Yeah.
Wait.
We should just get a pool.
You guys know I am not the greatest influence on you two when you're both with me. Like, I feel like I will say yes.
You want a pool, don't you?
I do. Who doesn't want a pool?
One time we were with Lauren and we almost moved Jay's bedroom to the basement.
Yeah.
Okay. In my defense, I made you write a list, right? I said, let's write a list pros of and pros and cons.
Yeah, and there were a lot of pros.
There were quite a few, but then ultimately we came to the conclusion that actually, no, it's
ultimately,
not a good
my
idea.
Parents
pretty
came
sure
home.
That's what ultimately, that was when Mama came home.
Yeah. Ultimately, Mom and Dad were like, nah.
Yeah.
Which we knew, you knew this.
We knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, but it was probably helpful, was I hope, fun. To kind of go
it was
through
fun.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for us?
I could have so many questions for you guys because I.
Oh.
Yes.
Wait, did you ever use that those Chatter Trash papers in the podcast?
Oh, I sure did.
You did?
Want me to give you guys
you
a few?
You should ask us a few. Or okay. To love it or leave it, whichever one it is. I don't know.
So we'll play Try It or Trash It and we'll do a similar, it's kind of a similar game to what your parents played. And we'll see if you guys have similar takes, okay?
Okay.
So, clapping when the plane lands, try it or trash it, or do you guys do it?
Trash it.
Trash it.
I was, guilty of this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There was, me and my mother played rock, paper, scissors, and the loser had to clap when the plane landed.
Guess who lost?
I lost. Trash it. Fully trash it.
Trash it.
I like it. Okay, talking during movies.
Depends
is
where you are.
Is it a good movie?
Mm,
like
I know,
at the
discuss.
Movie theater?
Depends where you are. Mm. If you're at home, yes.
Do whatever you want. It's your house.
If you're...
Unless you're with a lot of people.
If you're at the movies, maybe less so, because you don't want to disturb the others, but I don't know.
Depends. I think not the whole movie. Like, you should still be watching the movie.
Yeah, maybe a little, though.
But if there's, like, if you're watching with a friend and there's, like, a thing in the movie, that's like, mm-hmm. You have to point it out.
What about phones during a movie?
Trash it.
But do you do it?
No.
Don't do this.
The attention span of people these days has been going down a lot. And a lot of people, you'll see, just go on their phones during movies, and it's not very good to multitask like that, so trash it.
Very mature answer. Okay.
I do try.
That's very impressive.
Try or you trash?
Trash.
Trash maturity.
Try maturity. Trash the phones. Next question.
Replying with K.
Trash it. Terrible.
Wait, it's just one letter. Just press the O.
Trash it.
I like that one. Can I call you Tex?
Try.
Hmm.
Because what if they're doing something? Like, you don't want to just start ringing them.
Nah, trash it. Trash it, because if you're really doing something, your phone should be silenced. So it shouldn't go through anyway. And if you're not doing something, then... Yeah, I guess if you're not doing something, then you'll pick up. So trash it. People should just be more aware of their own self, not of what... You shouldn't have to deal with what someone else is doing.
I like that. What about using speakerphone in public or when people are, like, talking out loud?
Trash it.
Wow, trash it?
Speakerphone in public?
Try it. If I'm out with my friends and I'm talking to someone and I want them to be able to hear, I'm not going to put it in my headphones or keep passing the phone. Speakerphone's fine.
But that's not public. Like, what if you're just, like, walking out on the, like, you're in the city?
If I'm in the city walking around on speakerphone, try it. There's a lot happening. I have no issues with it.
Okay.
That's a hot, that might be a hot take. That's going to be a good one for the comments.
Yeah.
Drop in the comments what you guys think about that.
I don't want everyone hearing my conversation.
People who heart every single message.
Try it. Try it.
Are you guilty of this, Jay?
I am guilty of this.
He thumbs ups every message.
Thumbs ups? I don't...
Mama gets so mad.
I've stopped thumbs upping things. Unless it's like purposeful rage bait.
Only to Mama.
Yeah. But the hearting everything, it's just so perfect. You can heart somebody saying their dog died. Or you can heart somebody saying that they just got married. It works for everything. It's great.
You have a point.
You need someone getting married. I just got married.
Yeah, and then you usually have to send a follow-up, but still. So good.
Just a heart. They just deserve a heart sometimes.
Yep.
What about you, Zara?
I like the heart. Maybe not every message, though, because then it just like kind of loses its purpose. Unless you don't heart something, then they know you really don't like it.
Is there a reaction to text someone that you guys absolutely dislike?
The dislike.
Yeah.
I don't love the thumbs up. I don't love it. Because the thumbs up, you can heart it. The heart still works. Mm-hmm. And you can also just say yes. Like, the thumbs up is sort of just like, I saw it. Which you can also use the heart for. So I don't love it.
I use the thumbs up. I don't think we need to get rid of the thumbs up.
I trash the thumbs up.
Okay. Oh, so we trash it. We just rage bait mom with the thumbs
up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not the reaction thumbs up. Just the like emoji.
And you do like a massive thumb.
Yeah. Just send the emoji.
Would you ever do the, you know, how you can hold on the press send button and then you can like slide.
Fireworks.
You can do fireworks. Ugh. You can do, have you ever done the thumbs up but have it show up a million times on the screen?
I've never done that, but
try it. Dare
trash
you.
It.
So fun.
Try that.
It is trash all those things that explode on your screen.
It really gets a point across.
I got the message. You can just put an exclamation mark.
Fair. Or there's like a spotlight.
Trash
focus
it.
Focus on
trash
this.
It.
So mysterious.
I like the balloons that. For people's birthday. Mm-hmm. You just send like some, or confetti.
Mm-hmm. I love that. What about LOL? Do you guys say any, and do you shorten anything where you're like, LOL, do you know that when I was young, we used to say TTYL? What do you think that stands for?
Talk to you later.
Mm-hmm.
Or LOL, I use. Other things shorten, not really.
LOL, I don't really use. I don't know. I'm big on the ha 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 ha.
So, okay, this is a bit... No, this is a really important question, yeah. Jay and Zara. How many ha's are too many and how many are too little?
How funny is it?
It's not even...
It's ha ha is too short.
Yeah, you have to get
ha, like... Ha 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 is all right. Ha 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 is all right. Anything after that is too much.
But ha ha is too short, but if it's something like...
If you're being sarcastic, you can say ha ha.
If you're being... You can say ha.
Oh, hot take.
Ha is okay.
Ha is okay, not ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha. I think good number is ha 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 ha. Four ha's.
Three to four ha's is okay.
Unless
one
it's
ha
really
is
funny,
okay.
Then you'd be like, ha 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 ha.
I think I want to text you guys just a million ha 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 ha's.
Okay, let's move on.
I like that one. That's a really good one. What about using proper punctuation in text messages?
Try it, but only for certain people. If I'm texting someone who's my age or I'm close to, I have no issues abbreviating, like, do you know, like, DYK or something like that. And
what about
putting
you?
Commas and stuff.
You.
I don't like the you.
I don't like the you.
Yeah, I don't like
oh,
that.
Oh, I have another one. Capitalization in text. A lot of people don't capitalize.
Well, it's that one's hard because messages automatically capitalize.
People turn it off. A lot of people turn it off.
They want it to look be mm-hmm. to capitalize.
Trash it. I don't like it. No capitalization just like looks a little bit dumb.
Especially when you have a period and then no cap after that. It's like, what are you doing? Is this
or
just trendy?
Or there's no space.
Oh, man.
And then for punctuation... You don't always need punctuation in texts.
Like, not as much.
Not a lot of people will put a period at the end of a sentence.
Not the end, I think you don't need the punctuation at the end, but if it's like double sentence, then do a period.
Yeah, if it's two sentences, you should probably put a period.
What about
if it's a question, sometimes do a question mark, because a lot of questions, if they come across as statements, it's like weird.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. What about dropping a random FaceTime on someone?
Try it. Same thing with the calls. If you're fine being reached, your phone should be on. If you're not fine being reached, it should be on Do Not Disturb, so it shouldn't go through.
Do you think it's the same with the FaceTime? Because FaceTime is a little bit more. Do you think it's a little more personal?
Nah. Someone FaceTimes me, they probably have a question or they just want to say hi or
see
something.
See your face.
Usually it's grandparents.
Yeah.
And if my phone's on, I'll answer. And if it's not, I'll call them back.
You too, Zara?
Yeah. I don't really not FaceTime people a lot. So the only people I really call are... The only time I'm not FaceTiming someone is if I'm out, because I'll be on my watch and that only has audio.
Yeah. Do you think one day they're going to have a watch that has FaceTime?
For sure.
Definitely. Watches already can connect to, like, your phone camera.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I do want to ask a few more. So, like, what do you guys like your parents being in?
I like them.
I like them, too.
You guys are the best.
Yeah, so...
Being, doing social media. Like, what did you think? Or was there ever a point when you guys realized that, like, mama and dada are, like, getting recognized? They're, like, pretty big online. Or do you guys still not even, like, think about it?
I think because they do that, we get a lot of cool opportunities mm-hmm. and experiences that we wouldn't get otherwise.
Yeah, you're definitely right. We get a lot of very cool opportunities.
Are there any things that, like, you wish parents... Your parents or parents in general of kids your age should know about, like, being a teenager on social media or not even social media and just, like, life in general?
Yeah, well, so kids do need some level of independence, but at the end of the day, the major word there is kids. Kids are kids. They will do dumb stuff. So you just got to find the balance between giving your kid enough freedom and giving them too much freedom. And it's all about the balance.
But has that worked well for you, do you think, that you have, like, figured that out with your parents?
Yeah, for sure. Just, I check in with them. They know all my screen time and all that. And it definitely helps to be able to talk to someone about that and to be kept in check a little.
Zara, what about you?
I don't have...
That's okay.
As much to say, because I don't have any...
I know.
Social media yet. But I think that, like, for kids also, like, for kids, mm-hmm. private accounts mm-hmm. are a good idea.
Oh, that's a good idea. I actually never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like anybody can find it.
What have you, like, maybe, like, a lesson you've learned, or, like, something recent that you feel grateful for, or...
Well, something I learned recently is... So if you, everybody has, the chance of, like, everybody being born is 1 in 1 billion, 1 billion, 1 trillion.
What?
Or something absurd.
Is billion, billion, trillion a number?
Just add a ton of zeros. And basically, that sort of makes you think about all your problems, right? And you think about... Again, how many people are in the world also? Like, you're so lucky just to be born. There's the saying how the man in the car, or the man in the, on the bike wants a car, the man in the car wants a sports car. But what about the man with no legs, right? Hmm. It's, everybody has their own problems, but guaranteed yours are not as bad as they could be. There's always a way for things to get worse, so... Everyone has to just be grateful. Like, you're so lucky just to be here. Just try and enjoy it and keep working.
That's such good perspective and advice, and definitely not something I feel like when I was your age would have been aware of. So that's really just, like, awesome that you just, like, have that awareness. I think that's something, mm-hmm. too, that, like, you probably learn from your parents and your experiences and who you're surrounded by, and that's really awesome.
That's deep.
I like when the kids episode's deeper than the parents episode, but, like, that's how it is. Sometimes life is like that.
I think everybody should. This is what I did this in school mm-hmm. at the end. We made time capsules.
Oh,
but
cool.
I think everybody should write a letter to their future self. Just say, like, how things are going and open it. If you're a kid, well, I'm going to open mine when I graduate high school. I'm really excited to see, like, what, when I'm older, to open it and see what it's like.
Do you think your interest will change a lot, or do you think, like, it will be pretty similar? Like, do you know, I don't think, like, have you ever had one thing that you've always wanted to do that you're like, this is what I want to do, this is my passion, I'm going to follow this one path and I'm going to do it, or are you a little bit more, you know what, let's see where life takes me, kind of?
See where life takes me.
Yeah.
I definitely think some things are going to change, but there's definitely, like, not everything will be different.
I love that, Zara. If you could have any superpower, and I know this is, like, such a standard classic question.
Yeah.
What superpower would you want, and how would you first use it?
Probably either read minds on command or super speed.
Okay, read minds. What would you, how would you use that first?
I would first use that to see how other people think of me and to see how I can make myself better.
Do you think there's a negative to that as well?
For sure. I'm seeing what other people think of me. But yeah, there's for sure a negative. It's not always good to know like that much, but I think it would be helpful. And then super speed, I could basically do everything. If I need to do something by tomorrow, I don't have to start it until 3 minutes before it's done, and I would still finish.
Hmm. Very, very good answer. Zara? Mm-hmm.
I think either also super speed for a similar reason, and or teleportation, because teleport, I'm not sure first how I would first use it, but I know why I would want to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Teleportation, because you can, like, you don't have to add, you can go anywhere, and you don't have to, you can be on time. You don't have to say, okay, if I need to be here this time, I have to leave here because the drive's 30 minutes, then you leave late, and then you're late, and you can just be like, I have to be here now, okay, I'm here. Or super speed, also because you can get so many things done in so little time.
And you could also go anywhere at super speed.
Mm-hmm.
Almost instantly.
Also, I thought of this while I was talking, the ability to speak any language. That'd be pretty cool.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
You guys kind of, honestly, as much as that's a superpower, you can, that can be done.
Yeah.
And you guys speak a bunch of languages already. I think you're already on the road to that.
Getting there.
Yep.
Okay, final question. If you guys each owned a store and had your own store, what would you name it and what would you sell? It was a one person store. Zara, you had the Zara store. What would you call it and what would you sell?
Probably not Zara, right?
That already exists.
Already taken. I know what mine would be.
Okay.
I heard a story about a coconut vendor. So that's what I want to do. I want to sell coconuts on a beach.
Just coconuts or like coconut water?
Coconut water. Coconuts, coconut water, all of the above. On a beach somewhere very nice and warm. And that would be it.
Maybe because what's the story about the coconut vendor?
Yeah, can you give a little synopsis?
Yeah, here's the story. The story is there's a coconut vendor who gets approached. He's selling, this guy drinks one of his coconut waters and he's like, this is the best coconut water I've ever had. Why don't we make this a big business? And the guy says, what do you mean? Explain. And the sales guy comes in and he's like, well, here's what we'd do. We'd take these, we'd get a ton more, we'd send them to a facility where they would be distributed, and we could make you very, very rich. And the vendor says, and what would I do with that money? And then the salesman says, you could buy whatever you want, you could live wherever you want. And the coconut vendor says, so you're telling me I could buy a better place, I can buy a better life. Salesman says, yeah, exactly. You could buy whatever you want. And the vendor says, well, here's my issue is I'll do all that work. It'll take me 15 years. And then in the end, with all my money, I'm going to go live on a beach, drink coconut water, and go out and surf whenever I want. And the salesman says, yeah, but you'd be rich. And the guy says, I'm rich inside. I don't need to be rich outside. You?
So you'd be a coconut vendor.
I'd be a coconut vendor.
That's awesome. Wow. Would you call it Jay's Coconuts?
No. I'd call it
Coco Loco.
I like that.
I like
Coco
that.
Coco Loco.
I know what I would sell.
Yeah.
I would sell clothes specifically for girls that have pockets.
I love it.
Yeah. I would have a clothing store, and I would sell clothes that fix all my problems with my clothes right now. First of all, pockets. And then I would also make clothes that are the size, or like the waist, is adjustable. And then I would sell clothes that have, that are for kids, but they're like for the like teens that are, but that are like more grown up style,
like cuter than just,
but
like little
not
kid.
Just like little kid clothes. The other day we went somewhere, and Jay and I, we had, the day before we had bought a bunch of books, so we took these books. Right? And Jay was just wearing regular pants. I was also just wearing regular pants. And Jay had his book. And he was like, I don't want to hold this. He just put it in his pocket.
The whole book.
The whole book just went right in his pocket.
It was a smaller book. I had a big pocket. I just put the book in my pocket.
It wasn't even a big pocket. It was just a normal-sized male clothing pocket.
Yeah, it was a pocket.
And I'm like, oh, you're so smart. I should do that, too. I go, put my hand, no pockets. And so I'm like, oh, I see my cousin. She's wearing these like cargo pants. I'm like, oh, perfect. You have so many pockets. So she's, so I'm like, can you put this in your pocket, right? And she shows me. She lifts up the flap, and it's just a flap on the pants with no pocket.
Fake
like,
pockets.
What's the point of fake pockets? Like, you want it to look like there's a pocket there. Just put a real pocket.
I love this. Zara, you're coming up with such a genius, like, business idea.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your clothes.
Yeah.
I'll be surfing.
And drinking a lot of coconut water.
Coconut water, yeah. You know why I'm not going to have a coconut business on the beach? Because I can just visit my brother.
Smart.
You know what? Maybe I'll have a salad store, and I'll call it Lettuce Eat
Burritos.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. That's,
and then I'll have a burrito store, and I'll call it. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Thanks, guys.